Hello, Robin.
Hi.
Oh, I love, love, love that song.
It's yeah, that was a fun one to do.
You guys do such a great job, and I think one of the things I love it not only is your harmony, but all the antics that goes on with postmodern jukebox videos. I mean, you know, it's performance art. It's really, you're not just singing the song, you're really getting your whole body and your choreography. It's just fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we try to make, you know, each video like a little show, a little performance.
It is. It's a real show. And I think that's part of what sparked it on YouTube. You've had so many hits over these years. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about you. I let people know that you are a multilingual vocalist and that you live in New York City. But also I found interesting that you have a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science and Arabic, and that you've concentrated on Middle Eastern Studies and International Affairs.
Yeah. kind of funny. I didn't plan on pursuing a career in music, so I ended up going to college and studying those things and, you know, thought I'd work for, like, the UN or something. And, yeah, it was kind of an accident, you know, how I met Scott Bradley, who created Postmodern Jukebox. You know, and I had always loved music and always loved singing, but never dreamed in a million years I'd actually get to do it. So, you know, I met him and discovered the whole world of jazz, you know, that exists in New York City. And, you know, and then when he told me that, you know, he showed me his YouTube channel and the cover, some of the earlier covers he had made, I thought it was so cool. And so, you know, one day he asked me to do a video with him. And the first video we did together was like a 1920s ragtime version of Thrift Shop. You know, we made it for fun, but we put it online and it just went viral overnight. And that's pretty much how, you know, when Postmodern Jukebox really started to take off.
That's right. I mean, I remember discovering it. I mean, I saw All About the Bass, Meghan Trainor's song. And then, of course, you've covered that. And I'm going to play it after we speak. I'm going to play that because that's just, that's so great.
Yeah, that's a fun one that we do at live shows. We do it also with a group number. And yeah, everyone likes that one.
Well, it's great. I think part of it is when, you know, you guys are, you're all look good. You have great clothing. You're sexy. You know, you're playing this role in this part. And it's so, it's, I love in All About the Bass, the kind of bodily experience that you have. And of course, the singing is fantastic. Also, if I'm sure a lot of listeners have seen some of the videos, and there's a variety of kind of a revolving group of musicians and singers, performers, dancers. Mm-hmm. And so how does, I read a little bit about Scott. I know he grew up playing piano and that he got into jazz when he was about 12 years old or something, and that he's had an interesting career, and that it just sort of, how did this all kind of happen?
Scott also, you know, he studied piano and like jazz like his whole life, but he, you know, he never didn't, you know, go to college and get a degree in it either. You know, he just kind of learned it by just doing it and studying it on his own. And, you know, and he, let's see, maybe about like 2009, he started to make little like kind of solo videos of him just playing piano, like in his living room and putting them on YouTube.
Kind of like ragtime or something like that.
Yeah, you know, he would take like a Metallica song and turn it into ragtime, and that was his specialty. And so he would just do little things like that here and there, and, you know, would play at a lot of venues around New York City. And, you know, he would just like call up his friends and say, hey, do you want to come over and make a video? And, you know, he'd always have these crazy, you know, interesting creative ideas of how to cover, you know, popular songs, but in a way that no one else was doing it, you know. And that's what, at the time, you know, he was the only person that was, you know, playing pop songs as jazz. And it turns out there was a lot of people out there that really liked this.
Well, it has that vintage feel, you know, it has that feel of the 40s, mm-hmm. and the whole, like every video, the clothing is different. You have different outfits. I've looked at a bunch of yours, like some that I loved, We Can't Stop, of course, Burn, Careless Whisper, that you did not with Postmodern Jukebox.
That, Actually, that was a Postmodern Jukebox video, but we had Stephen Koz, who's an amazing, Dave Koz. Ooh, my bad. Dave Koz, who's an amazing saxophone player. We had him as kind of a special guest and had him perform in that video. So, there's a lot of people, you know, who there's kind of like a people that do videos and then they do the tours and then we'll have special guests that, you know, will just appear in like one or two videos.
So well, I love how he's in the background and then suddenly he kind of disappears and then moves up to the front of the video.
He would just like pop up. We would have him, you know, like pop up from different, sides of the camera, which was tricky to do because we do all the videos in just one take. So we had to make, you know, he had to like crawl on the floor to get from like one side of the camera to the other. So it was very entertaining to, you know, see that.
Well, it almost doesn't matter if there's a mistake because there's so many fun things going on, like with Byrne, with the saxophone and fire coming out of the saxophone and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I know the one that I liked that you did, Party in the USA. That was one of your own that you've done.
Right, yeah. I have my own YouTube channel where I basically do the same thing. You know, I take popular songs and, you know, do them in different genres. So, and I definitely like to do, you know, like kind of the girl group, Andrew Sisters type of vibe. So I had two of my friends do the Party in the USA with me, and I put it out on the 4th of July.
So you said that you weren't intending to go into music, but you must have been singing as a youth, as a child.
Yeah, I was always in like choir and band. So I was singing, you know, all through middle school and high school, but just with, you know, a group. I had never done any solo singing before. So when I started singing with Postmodern Jukebox, that was my, you know, introduction to the world of, you know, solo performing, and which was terrifying at first. But, you know, once I got over, you know, the stage fright and singing in front of people, then, you know, it got easier. And now I've learned to actually enjoy it.
The interesting thing is that most of the singers have this kind of vintage 40s feel in the way people are singing. And it's a very dynamic, kind of gutsy singing. It's not holding back whispering. It's very strong and forthcoming. So
yeah, a lot of the singers, you know, have very powerful voices. It's incredible, especially when you get to hear them live. You know, sometimes the videos don't always do them justice, but there's been a lot of amazing singers that have come through and performed with PMJ.
Yeah, I love Morgan James. She's really, really great.
Oh yeah, she's great.
And because to develop that kind of style, it isn't something that every singer, you need to have a certain quality of voice and strength of voice to be able to sing like that.
Yeah, it definitely requires, you know, a certain kind of training to be able to, you know, have that kind of breath support and control your pitch and your tone. And, and a lot of the singers, you know, have had, they've been singing for years, so they got it down.
And are they people, say, like Morgan, people that knew Scott or that saw some of the videos and got in touch with him and said, hey, I'd like to do one? Or how did that all work?
Yeah, it's kind of a mix. Back when PMJ first started, it was all really just Scott's friends from, you know, high school and college and the jazz scene in New York. And then, you know, someone would recommend a friend of theirs. And it was all kind of, you know, through friends of friends and word of mouth. And then, you know, as it's grown more popular, of course, tons of people are, you know, are always reaching out to Scott asking to do a video. And, but you kind of have to have the right, like, sound and vibe to be a part of it, you know, have that kind of, that vintage
kind of ballsy,
sound and
ballsy
style.
Voice.
You have to be able to be a really great performer. So Scott will kind of pick carefully out of, you know, the people that reach out to him, and he'll respond and say, yeah, you'd be perfect for, you know, a video or a show. So I think there's been like, you know, over like 100 singers, musicians that have, you know, done a video or a show with us, and just from, you know, someone like either a friend recommended them or them reaching out to Scott. So yeah, and it just keeps growing.
It's a really, it's a great project because I love the multiculturalness of it. So there's a variety of people. You have in one song you'll have a horn section, another song a string section. It's so many great people. Now, I understand that Scott isn't actually on the tour, at least most of it, because he's busy working on his weekly video that he comes up with.
Yeah, it's a shame. We wish, we all wish that Scott could be on tour with us, and, he wishes he could be here with us too, but someone has to, stay home and make the videos and, be on the business end of things. So, but once in a while he'll, show up and make a guest appearance at a show, which is a nice surprise for everyone. But yeah, he puts out a video every week, so he's got to stay home and do that.
That's a lot. And so there's a U.S. tour going on right now, and then a world tour in many countries in Europe and other areas. So so you kind of divide up all the people and get different musicians. Are the configurations different in each tour, or are they basically the same? I mean, how many people are coming with your group?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. Every tour has five musicians, a pianist, a bassist, a drummer, trombonist, and then a woodwind player who plays saxophone and clarinet. And then we'll have five singers, usually three girls and two guys, and then one of whom is the host of the show. And then we also have one tap dancer that comes with us. So it's always, that format, but it's always different musicians and different singers every time. So no two shows, it'll be the same show, on each tour, but no two tours are the same.
Are you playing with other people when the group isn't touring or performing somewhere? Do you have other groups or things that you're doing yourself?
When I'm not on tour, I make my own videos, and once in a while I'll have a gig where, I'll have my own musicians and then play, my own covers, my own arrangements. I've been on tour a lot, so unfortunately it doesn't happen very often, but, I try.
Well, I encourage anyone to check out Postmodern Jukebox. I love the performance quality, how everybody is into it. The musicians aren't just standing back there playing. They are performing. It's so fabulous. Mm-hmm. Rob?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, it's great. Everyone gets into it, which makes it a lot of fun.
Oh, it must be so much fun. We didn't do that in my days. I sang with a band called Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks. In fact, there's some music you should check out. His music would be great for you guys. Absolutely. Anyway, Robin Adele Anderson, my guest today. She will be here in Arcata Saturday night, Postmodern Jukebox at Center Arts. Show starts at 8 p.m., I'm pretty sure. And have a great run in L.A. and wherever you are next. And then we'll see you Saturday night.
Yes, thank you so much. We'll see you Saturday.
And I'm just going to play now It's All About That Bass. Thanks, Robin. Bye.
Of course. Bye.
Because you know I'm all about that bass and no trouble. I'm all about that bass and no trouble. I'm all about that.